It is surprising to people that we have jurisdiction over futures trading, but if you think about it, the just to kind of fill people in where that started from, you know, originally, obviously, we figured out that people could manage risk by buying, selling futures and buying futures in different traditional agriculture commodities, corn, soybean, wheat. And so there was a division created within the U.S. Department of Agriculture to oversee that. At some point, somebody figured out, oh, if you can do that for traditional farm commodities, we can do that for gold, we can do that for oil, you know, non-agriculture commodities. I would argue the commodities that do come from rural America, though, much of it. So there was an agency created called the Commodities Future Trading Corporation. And the Agriculture Committee on both sides of the Capitol, in a bicameral way, has jurisdiction over the CFTC. And now we're looking at the next evolution, really, of the Internet, which is Internet 3.0, or Web 3.0, which is the Internet of Value. You know, we've all lived through successfully the Internet of Knowledge and then the Internet of Things, and now it's the Internet of Value. And so we do need to put some guidelines, and I think, you know, the most recent news that probably a lot of people have heard about with a particular organization kind of points to the need to have some boundaries. That particular organization actually was organized in the Bahamas, because the United States is lagging and sadly lagging behind the Bahamas, Malta, China. We don't have our guidelines set up to protect consumers, to foster innovation, because there'll be a lot of innovation with this Internet 3.0, the cryptocurrency world, and quite frankly, the blockchain technology that follows as a part of it. So I think it's all the more reason. I mean, we've been working in a very transparent way for several years, deliberatively, to put forward legislation in the Agriculture Committee, and we do have a bill in the House. It's called the Digital Commodity Exchange Act. Would honor both of those principles. Well, actually, there are a number of principles, but it's protect consumers in the marketplace, foster innovation, and avoid complexity, right? Bureaucracy and complexity is not welcome, and it's not helpful. With the most recent news, I think it emphasizes a need why a bill like the Digital Commodity Exchange Act needs to become law.